الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. Anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. In continuation of our series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafir. God's name Al-Ghaffar, the all and oft forgiving, comes in the Quran under three forms, which mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all kinds of sins everywhere, at all times, as He is the oft and all forgiving, the most merciful. The first form of this attribute is Ghaffar. Al-Ghafir. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ghafir al-Dhambi wa qabil al-Tawbi shadeed al-Iqab lil-Tawli la ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-Masir. Means Ghafir, the forgiver of sin, the acceptor of repentance, the severe in punishment, the one who bestows favors. There is no God but He. To Him is the final return. Surah Al-Ghafir, verse 3. The second form is Al-Ghafur, as in God's word, and your Lord is Al-Ghafur, the oft forgiving, the owner of mercy. Were He to call them to account for what they have earned, then surely He would have hastened punishment for them, but they have their appointed time, from which they will find no escape. Surah Al-Kahf, verse 58. He also said, which means, and He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Ghafur, the oft forgiving, the compassionate. Surah Al-Buruj, verse 14. Also, Surah Al-Hijr, verse 49, the meaning of the ayah, declare, O Muhammad, unto my slaves, that truly I am Al-Ghafur, the oft forgiving, the most merciful. And his words also, in Surah Al-Zumar, verse 53, the meaning, say to my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. Do not despair of Allah's mercy. Verily, Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is Al-Ghafoor, the Oft Forgiven, the Most Merciful. The third form of this divine name is Al-Ghaffar, as in God's word, and verily, I am Al-Ghaffar, the All-Forgiving, for him who repents, believes, and does righteousness, and is moreover rightly guided. Surah Taha, verse 82. And I said, ask forgiveness of your Lord, for verily He is Ghaffar, All-Forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children, and bestow in you gardens and bestow in you rivers. Surah Nuh, verse 10 and to 12. So, Ghafir, Ghafoor, and Ghafar are all used to the same purport on Quran, for they are derived from the same Arabic root, al-maghfira, forgiveness. Some scholars say a person who disobeys Allah is described in the Holy Quran as being zalim, zaloom, or zalam. For example, God say, then we give the book, the Quran, as inheritance to such of our slaves whom we chose. Then of them are some who are zalimun li nafsi, that is wrong in themselves. And of them are those who follow a middle course. And of them are some who are by Allah's leave foremost in good deeds. That is indeed a great grace. Surah Fatir, verse 32. Another example, truly we did offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they declined to bear it and were afraid of it, but man bore it. Verily, he was zalimun, unjust to himself and ignorant. There is Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 72. If a man is zalim, a wrongdoer, God is ghafir, the forgiver. If a man is zalum, the lot of injustice to himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, the all-forgiving. And if a man is zalam, frequently does wrong to himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar, the oft-forgiving. In other words, the way man commits sins or does wrong to himself determines the way in which God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, responds and forgives such sins or wrongdoings. Another delicate point regarding God's name, Ghaffar, is that the verses in which this name is mentioned include verbs in the past form. As shown in God's word, He, David, said, He has wronged you in demanding an oath to addition to his oath, and verily many partners oppress one another, except those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and such are few. And David guessed that we have tried him, and he sought forgiveness of his Lord, and he fell down prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. So we forgave him that, and verily for him is a near access to us and a good place of final return in paradise, so Sa'd verses 24 and 25. They also include verbs in the present form. As explained in God's word, verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with him, but he forgives other than that to whom he wills. And whoever sets up partners with Allah has indeed invented a tremendous sin. Surah An-Nisa, verse 48. They also come in the imperative form, as in, our Lord, verily we have heard the call of one, Muhammad, calling to faith, believe in your Lord, and we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and expiate from us our evil deeds and make us die as pious and righteous. Surah Al-Imran, verse 193. And also as verbs in the root form, as in shown in the Quran, they ask you to hasten the evil before the good, while many exemplary punishments have indeed occurred before them, but verily your Lord is a full of forgiveness to mankind in spite of their wrong doing, and verily your Lord is also severe in punishment. Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 6. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The different meanings for the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghaffar. Linguistically speaking and concerning such variation of word forms, God's name Al-Ghaffar denotes differences in quantity, quality and frequency of occurrence. For he is Ghaffar in the sense that he is both oft forgiven and all forgiven. In other words, whatever sins mankind commit, regardless of quality or quantity or time or place of their occurrence, God forgives such sins, except for one unforgivable sin, namely associating other gods with him in worship, which is by no means forgivable. As he says, verily, Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with him, but he forgives other sins than that to whom he wills. And whoever sets up partners with Allah has indeed invented a tremendous unforgivable sin. That's Surah An-Nisa, verse 48. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, means, whoever does deeds of righteousness, it is for the benefit of his own self. And whoever does evil, it is against his own self. And your Lord is by no means unjust to his slaves. The Surah Fussilat, verse 46. If a man willingly turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, he guarantees his protection, honor, and support to himself. But if he refuses to fail and fails to respond, he will be afflicted by torment from where he does not recover. That is why God says, O you who believe, what is the matter with you? When you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling heavily to the earth. Are you pleased with the life of this present world rather than the hereafter? But little is the enjoyment of the life of this world as compared to the hereafter. If you march not forth, he punishes you with a painful torment and replaces you by another people, and you cannot harm him at all. And Allah is powerful over all things. That's Surah At-Tawbah, verse 38 and 39. In this context, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, your Lord is amazed at some people who are driven to paradise with chains. All of the children of Adam will enter paradise except those who refuse to do so. They asked, and who refuses to enter paradise, O Messenger of Allah? O Messenger of Allah, those who obey me enter paradise, but those who disobey me refuse to do so. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied. The Arabic word ghafara linguistically means to cover or hide. Hence, God is al-ghaffar in the sense that he keeps your innermost thoughts and intention hidden from other fellow humans. Therefore, your innermost feelings, intentions, thoughts, and ambitions are well protected and well covered. You could imagine if everybody around you knows what you think or what you're going to do. And where is your mind? Well, so it's God's mercy on us. Another meaning of God's name, Al-Ghaffar, is that he covers man's ugly inner body with a nice looking skin. Without an outer skin, man's body would look very ugly. In other words, man's inner muscles and innermost parts would look horrible if they were on the surface of his body. But by Allah's grace, the outer skin makes man's face and body look beautiful. By ugly, he means a man's evil thoughts, as lots of ugly thoughts visit his mind, thoughts of evil things, thoughts of committing sins. This is also the meaning of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam invocation, O you Allah, who unveils that which is beautiful, unveils that which is ugly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also unveils man's face, which is beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghaffar, that he veils a believer's sins and misdeeds and does not show them, for that if a believer were to see the evil things that he formerly did when he was ignorant and heedless, he would get burned of regret. When a believer turns to God with repentance, he forgives him and his sins, But if he were to remember the evil things that he did in times of ignorance, he would bite his fingers of regret. Therefore, due to his infinite divine mercy upon believers in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals all their sins and misdeeds, so that neither they nor anyone else can see any of such sins or misdeeds. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means the forgiver of sin, the acceptor of repentance, the severe in punishment, the bestower of favors. There is no God but He. To Him is the final return. Surah Ghafir, verse 3. In interpretation of the above Quranic verses, some scholars said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins out of His bounty. He accepts repentance out of His grace. He is severe in punishing disbelievers, and He bestows His favors upon those whom He loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-ghafir, some scholars said, means that He forgives your sin in the sense that He obliterates it from the scrolls of your deeds. His name Al-Ghafur means that He obliterates your sins from the records of the scribes, the angels who record man's deed. And His name Al-Ghaffar means that He makes you forget such sins altogether. Thus, on the Day of Judgment, you find that all your sins and misdeeds have been obliterated altogether from the scrolls of your deeds, from the records of the angels, and from your own mind. That's why you are made to live in utmost, never-ending bliss in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's paradise, the breadth of which is the heavens and the earth. Allahumma aslih lana dinana alladhi huwa asmat amrina, waslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna, waslih lana akhiratana allati ilayha ma'aduna, واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك أملنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.